Travel shaper Mike Shubik, Phoenix region, Arizona, Mike's road trip. I met Mike during my visit to Huntsville, Alabama, as a fellow speaker in TBEX, that is, Travel Blog Exchange. Our interaction there was brief, but we have met a few times later in other places, including spending a couple of days together in the White Run of Kutch, Gujarat, India. I have admired his niche, road tripping. I have also sought video editing tips from him. He has been forthright in his feedback and has always shared what he felt. Read on to know more about the NATJA, North American Travel Journalists Association, travel web series gold winner in this edition of Travel Shapers. Mike and travel blogging. I have been a professional travel blogger, travel journalist, and videographer for over a decade now. I started in early 2010 when very few had even heard of travel blogging and YouTube was just a few years old. My home base is the Phoenix area in Arizona. Road trips and detours. I specialize in road trips, but have strayed from that direction. Road tripping around lesser known areas and learning about history and different cultures is what I enjoy. I have always found a sense of freedom from road tripping. In my mind, I may have a direction, but never a route. Mike Shubik on his favorite destinations. Tuscany is my love. It is a vast area and very few people explore beyond Florence and Siena. I have road tripped all over the central part of Italy and it is just fascinating. I have stayed in 1,000-year-old buildings. Coming from the States, this boggles my mind. If something is more than a couple of decades old, we tear it down and rebuild. I have also fallen for Romania. This is an up-and-coming destination. Most visitors only stay in Bucharest, but there is so much to explore beyond the capital city. Another place I enjoy is Germany. I have been there several times and road-tripped all over the country. Indonesia is an incredible destination, and so too is the Czech Republic. Except for Indonesia, all others are easy places to do a road trip. What blew Mike in his travels? I have been working with a web development firm in India for about 15 years. While I had met the CEO a few times in the States, I had never met him, met his team. I just had a press trip to India a couple of years ago and told my friend, the CEO, that I was coming to India and that I would make a special trip to Ahmedabad, their headquarters. It thrilled him and he told me not to worry about anything, that he would pick me up from the airport and take care of my hotel and show me around the city. He is a very busy person, so I felt grateful for his time. While we were driving into the city from the airport, he said that we would stop by the office so I could meet many of the team members I had worked with over the years. When I arrived, several of the ladies in the office had prepared a ceremony for my arrival. Complete with flower petals, the garland of fragrant flowers, a colorful Welcome Mike sign on the office floor, and a couple of gifts. It was overwhelming and so thoughtful. It blew me away. Indian hospitality is quite remarkable. Mike Shubik's bucket list. Argentina, Japan, Maldives, Bhutan, and Colombia, which I'll soon get to check off. Here, my comment is, he's already in Colombia. His recent trip. I road tripped from Phoenix to St. George, Utah. This is a wonderful road trip in the Southwest. I visited West Grand Canyon, not to be confused with the national park, which is on the Indian reservation land. a boat ride on the mighty Colorado River followed a helicopter ride down to the bottom of the canyon. I visited Valley of Fire in Nevada, which is one of my favorite state parks. While in St. George, I went to Zion, NP, and Snow Canyon. It was a fantastic trip. Mike and COVID-19. Oh, it had been horrible. It's been horrible. So many cancelled trips and so little money made this year. I have a few video clients that have kept me busy. For me, it was much easier than many people. So, I'm grateful. I'm looking forward to 2021. I sense COVID will be behind us soon, but I think it'll take a few years for travel to get back to the 2019 levels though. His upcoming travels. Yes, I have my first international trip planned in over a year to a bucket list location. I'm heading to Colombia in March and cannot wait. After that trip, I will then do a large project with an RV manufacturing and will be road tripping around the US. I hope to make it to Europe later in the summer and do some road trips around Spain, Italy, and Romania. If all goes according to plan, I hope to head to the southern hemisphere towards the end of the year to visit places like Sri Lanka, Maldives, Kerala, and maybe New Zealand. His suggestion for newbies, micro niche. I think it has to be hard to get into travel sector today. As it seems, everyone with an iPhone is now a content creator. If I were to start over again, I would seek a niche and not deviate from it. I would become an expert in that niche, no matter how difficult. For example, if you like beer, focus on the micro beer scene, interview brewmasters, visit brew houses around the world. If you were going to do food, focus on just one segment, like pizza or fine dining. The way to succeed is to have a narrow focus. Another idea might be just to focus on a small geographic area and be the expert. Go niche, pin these.